where law enforcement is now, in essence, catching and releasing the state's attorney's side, if there is an individual that is a clear and present danger, this will likely happen in higher level felonies in addition to such as a domestic battery. And unfortunately, a domestic battery is a Class A misdemeanor unless they have priors. If that individual commits a domestic battery, which would be a Class A, we would hold what would be called a detention hearing. It's no longer a bail hearing. It would be a detention hearing. If the court finds that that individual is a clear and present danger, not just to, it could be to himself or it could be to a victim, he would be held without bond. That means that he would not have the ability to post bond. So there are going to be some lower level misdemeanors that it is going to have a significant effect on, such as most of the time, if you're a first time offender, you may get a bond of, you know, $5,000 to $7,500, which would require you post $500 to $750. But in these instances, you would be held without bond, so you wouldn't be able to post bond.